To the Out of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Where are we going tomorrow?
To the Little Alien.
Little Alien, that's right. What are we going to do there?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You've been there so many times, First time you went there, you were a little tiny baby, and your Pat gave you a little walker chair to sit in, and you beat your spoon on that chair for a couple of hours, and and you went and saw Area 51 and saw the UFOs and had lots of fun. My goodness, you've been there so many times, and you don't know what we're going to do there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I guess it will remain a mystery until you get there. How about that?
Did you just hear Allison screaming?
Yeah, I just heard her. She wants to be on this radio already, and she's not even a year old. You know, if you're not careful, she might beat you to this chair.
Oh.
But I don't think so. How about you?
Not me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, folks, don't go away, because I got a lot to talk about tonight. In fact, I'm going to raise the roof. I might even make some of you very angry. Ladies and gentlemen, the introduction to tonight's broadcast is meant to stir your heart. And the reason for it is I want to separate the true Americans from the bullshit artists and the New World Order wannabes, because if this music doesn't get to your very soul, then you are not an American. It's as simple as that. I don't know who you are, but you're no American. This is what stirs those of us who love freedom, and especially in the American West, the great outdoors, the unbelievable expanse of country where no one lives, no one stands, where you can walk, drive, or ride a horse for days and not see anyone, and gaze up at the most beautiful, crystal clear, magnifying lens upon God's creation that we know as the universe, the sky, that exists in the whole world. It's right here in the American West. In the daytime, it is the most beautiful azure or cerulean blue that you could ever imagine. And every cloud is the whitest white that ever existed. And they drift across upon the morning air. And then by mid and late afternoon, they turn into scattered thunder showers, providing rain and water for all who live here. We love it. I live at 7,500 feet in the most beautiful part of the state of Arizona and of the United States of America, more beautiful than any picture book or any movie that you've ever seen in your life. And this morning, someone has tried to destroy the image of this state and of its people. And it began yesterday. And I'm going to set you straight on a lot of things. If you don't want to be set straight, turn off your radio and go to bed right now, because I'm going to burn your ears. I'm going to burn your ears. And if you're not a real American, I'm going to insult you. In fact, I'm going to kick your ass right over these airwaves. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to some of the music that makes and mentions and is a part of the very essence of the American West. And the American West consists of some of the last territories that ever existed in this country, including the great state of Arizona. This state is populated by rugged individualists, men and women who still adhere to the principles and ideals of the founding fathers that made this the greatest nation in the history of the world, the only nation in the history of the world that truly set men and women free and made them kings and queens in their own right, with the government as their chattel servant. The men and women of the great state of Arizona have always been patriots, staunch patriots, not only willing to go abroad across the oceans to fight this nation's battles, but are ready and willing and have the guts to stand up in this country, unlike others who call themselves patriots and veterans and claim that they went off and fought for this country in places like Korea and Europe during World War II and the Pacific and Vietnam and the Gulf War and every place else. Oh, I was fighting for my country! Bullshit. You're the biggest pack of lying self-deceivers that have ever walked upon the face of this earth. You fought wars and actions, as did I when I fought in Vietnam, to make rich men richer and to promulgate an agenda which none of us understood or knew anything about. And you haven't even got the balls or the guts to stand up and admit it. And if the truth were known, most of you only went because if you didn't go, you would have suffered the derision and the bad fortune, if you will. You would have been outcast in your neighborhoods with your family, with your girlfriends, and with all of the people whom with you grew up, went to school with. And if that weren't bad enough, if you had refused to go, you would have been arrested, tried, and then put in jail. And you all know it. So you're not fooling anybody. I'm one of you. I grew up in that time. My father was a World War II veteran. I fought in Vietnam. I have an uncle who fought in Korea. I know all about it. I sat around the dinner table and I listened to all the bullshit for so many years. It's coming out my ears and I am mired in it. I can hardly move my toes. And I am sick to death of it. Sick to death of it. It is time to really defend your country, really protect freedom, really stand for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, really fight and work and stand up and take a risk on behalf of your country. And you know what you're doing? You're resting on your, oh, I fought for my country in Korea. I fought for my country in Vietnam. I fought for my country in Germany. I fought for my country in France, and you're all full of crap, so full of crap it's not even funny. You think you fought for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? No, you didn't. Not at all. And now that it's time that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are in real danger, the American people are in real, dire, imminent danger of being disarmed and enslaved and relegated to a new world order, a one world totalitarian socialist government. All you big, brave Americans who fought for your country, you ain't standing up for nothing now. In fact, you're helping destroy it. You're a pack of miserable, wimp, lying, puke-faced sellouts. Now, I'm going to tell it to your face tonight. I went down and got a haircut at Henry the Barber here in Springerville, Arizona. Henry was out to lunch, and there was a new guy there I'd never met before, but he's a nice guy. I sat down in the chair, and I said, give me a haircut just like yours. He said, just like mine? I said, just like yours. He says, oh, you want a regular haircut? And I hadn't heard that word for years. I said, yes, sir. Give me a regular haircut just like yours. So he proceeded to do that. We started talking about the arrest yesterday of 12 citizens of the state of Arizona who were purported to have been members of a militia that were making explosives and bombs and had plans to blow up all these federal buildings in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, he wasn't stupid. He said, you know what? They're going to have to let them all go. I said, why? He said, because they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything against the law. And I said, you're right. I said, you're a good man. You believe in freedom. He said, yes, I do, sir. I said, well, I do too, sir. And then another man came in, had one of those neatly trimmed academic beards that just make you want to puke, you know. Doesn't have the guts to grow a real beard, real long, and doesn't have the guts to let anybody see his whole face. So it's just like, you know, about an eighth of an inch, and he's had it for years. That kind of thing. Neatly trimmed under the chin with a straight line. Must take him hours to do that every morning. Sat down and picked up the Arizona Repulsive and addressed myself and the barber and said, looks like some of those boys down in Phoenix want to join them Freeman in jail. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they were going to blow up all the federal buildings. They must have been them militia Freemen. I said, what do you know about the Freemen? He said, well, they were writing bad checks. They were bad people, and they're all in jail. Looks like these guys down in Phoenix want to go to jail, too. I said, what do you know about that? He said, well, they had explosives. They were building bombs, and they had guns. I said, is that a fact? I said, how long have you been living up here? He said, most of my life. I said, do you have a lawn? He said, yeah. I said, you got fertilizer? He said, yeah. I said, well, bless my soul. Do you have a gun? Said, oh, yeah, I got several guns. I go hunting every year. I said, well, tell me, sir, what's the difference between you and those guys down in Phoenix that got arrested because they had some fertilizer and some guns? And he couldn't answer me. And he got mad because I had challenged him. And I had made him feel like a fool. Because he was a fool. And most of you out there who have bought this bullshit, you're fools too. Biggest fools that ever lived. Have you bothered to listen what they charged these guys with? Here's what they did wrong. They had some ammonium nitrate fertilizer in their garage. They had some other chemicals that are in most houses in this country all the time that are absolutely 100% legal to own. Nothing wrong with it at all. They had not made any bombs. They had not put anything together to make any bombs at all. And there were no bombs. All of that was a lie. Another liberal, media, discredited, communist news network lie. There are no journalists left in this country except on this broadcast and in Veritas newspaper and a couple of other scattered, very rare, real, journalistic, patriotic organizations in this country. And they're few and far between. Isn't that amazing? They had guns in a state where the right to keep and bear arms is inviolate. It's in our Constitution. I wear my pistol to the Safeway store, to the video rental place, to the coffee shop, to the Circle K. I always have my pistol beside me in the seat in my automobile. And so does everybody else in the state of Arizona. You see, this is what you don't know. It is not unusual to have guns in the state of Arizona. In fact, it is unusual not to have guns. And almost every pickup truck that you see will have a rifle or two or three rifles hanging in the back window of that pickup truck. And almost everybody that you meet in this state is armed, either on their person, in their vehicle, and always in their home. So these guys had fertilizer. They had some common chemicals that everybody possesses in their home that it is not illegal to own, and they had guns. And you know what else? They met as a group, and I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I never heard of this militia before, if it's really a militia. I had never heard of them, and neither had any of my militia contacts in this whole state. And believe me, I have people in every militia I thought in this state until this happened. Now I'm going to tell you what went on. If you'll remember, about 7 or 8 months ago, I warned you that there would be an attempt to infiltrate all militia and patriot groups and destroy them from within. And apparently that's what's happened to this group. Some Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, puke-faced socialist communist provocateurs infiltrated this group, convinced these people that they were their friends. And what we have learned from confidential informants of our own, who were privy to a lot of these conversations and who know these people and who also know the BATF informants, said that the informants impressed upon these guys that they had to have some kind of a plan in case the Constitution for the United States of America was thrown in the trash can, was totally subverted, and the United States government declared war upon its own people. And so they worked with these 12 people who have been arrested and indicted in order to create such a plan. And the plan was, ladies and gentlemen, that if the United States government destroyed the Constitution and began to make war upon its own people in order to enslave them, these people would come together and attack certain targets in order to foil this plan, but they would not implement this plan or have this plan unless the United States government destroyed the Constitution and began a war against the American people. That is the purpose of the militia, to execute the laws of the Union under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of the land, suppress insurrection, which would be anyone who attempts to destroy or subvert or damage the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, and repel invasion, which is what would happen if this rogue government came against its own people. They broke no laws. They did nothing wrong. They held meetings. They talked about these things. They made a videotape. They went out and trained. They did not make bombs. They did not blow up bombs. They are victims. They are American patriots in the true tradition. Of the highest traditions and service that has ever been given to this country. And they are being railroaded. The BATF helped make some of these tapes, according to the people that we have interviewed. the media, especially ABC, that's the Allied Broadcasting Communists, and CNN, the Communist News Network, have grossly lied about these people. It was specifically stated, eventually, that these 12 people had no plans to blow up any buildings in Phoenix, Arizona, but may have been talking about it. The truth is that they were talking about it, but only in the incidents and situation that the government, the federal government, would suspend or destroy the Constitution and wage war against its own people. They talked about possibly hitting federal targets in Phoenix, Arizona, in order to defend the population in their specific local area. They are within the constitutional definition of the militia. They are within the duty of the militia. They are clearly operating responsibly as a militia, even though I had never heard of them before. They were extremely low profile. They apparently had a very good organization and a program of excellent training, which we have advised all of you to have. There were no bombs. Nobody built any bombs. Nobody set off any bombs. There were no machine guns. None whatsoever. That is an invention of the communist, discredited, puke-faced, lying, yellow journalists who call themselves the American press. They're not. At one point, ABC reported that 70 automatic machine guns were recovered. Well, only 12 people were arrested. What in the world were they going to do with 70 machine guns that didn't exist in the first place? See, they made a big mistake in pulling this off in my state, where I know everybody here, and I can get the true facts real quick myself with no help from anybody. They're liars. And they've demonized these poor people who set out only to do what was right and live up to their responsibility as citizens and members of the militia. Because every man, woman, and child above the age of 17 years old in this nation is a member of the militia. And if that wasn't all, woo-hoo, hold on, ladies and gentlemen, because I got to tell you something. I'm going to burn you, and I'm going to burn some of your heroes. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Sound familiar? Chuck Carter, maybe? Pat Robertson? Pat Robertson? Well, let's round them up. Let's take them down to slaughterhouse. Figuratively speaking, that is. Let's slaughter them with words. Let's pin them for who they are. Let's give you the real scoop on these people. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Now, Swiss America Trading was founded by a real patriot, a man that I care about. His name is Craig Smith. He sponsors this broadcast, even though it's brought him a lot of pain and suffering and heartache and all kinds of controversy, and is even caused him to be targeted by the Arizona Repulsive and a whole bunch of other puke-faced, liberal scumbag pigs.
He writes a newsletter that is second to none. Newsletter, not newspaper, newsletter. Second to none concerning financial matters and precious metals. He also makes available to you non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets, which you must have in the near future. Heard the news today about the power blackouts that are absolutely impossible, could not happen? Well, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, you see, it's just a rehearsal for what's coming. Because when they get ready to come down on all of us, it's going to happen all across the United States. This is just a practice. So get your hands on some real money now while you can. You see, it's not too far off in the future. Independence Day indeed. How many of you have seen the commercial for the new movie Independence Day, where this UFO comes down and has intercourse with the Empire State Building? Is that a message or what? Are you paying attention? Or do you really care? Well, you'd better. Call 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring this broadcast. Tell them that William Cooper sent you. Ask for the current copy of the newspaper, and you'll be treated like a VIP, I guarantee it. And get your hands on some real money. Cloud of dust and a hearty high-o silver. It's the Lone Ranger come to educate you tonight. Tell you the truth about some things. But you've been seriously misled, if not outright lied to, scammed. Have you heard that Bill Clinton is now giving $6 million of federal aid to churches to help stop the church fires? This whole thing has been created out of whole cloth. It's one of the biggest lies that have ever happened. Churches have always been burned in this country, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's good. But it was no conspiracy. Sometimes it was a kid that just didn't want to go to church on Sunday. Sometimes it was something else. There has been no conspiracy uncovered. None of it had anything to do with race. At the same time that these black churches were being burned, four times as many white Caucasian churches were burned over the same period of time. And according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's own statistics, church burnings now are lower than they ever have been in many years. And old Bill Clinton's given $6 million to help start the church fires. And these churches are fools reaching out for this money, not realizing that if they accept that federal aid, they are no longer autonomous religious bodies able to dictate to themselves. The federal government will be able to tell them what to do because they have now accepted federal aid. How about that? Didn't know that, did you? Did you know that the 12 people accused of planning to blow up federal buildings in Phoenix, Arizona, yesterday, and you've been watching it on the communist news networks and in the communist print media yesterday and today. Did you know that between all of these 12 people, they found exactly 300 pounds of what they call explosives, which wasn't even one explosive, was not a bomb. Some of it was ammonium nitrate, which is a common garden and lawn fertilizer. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you tonight, I have some in my garage that I use to fertilize my lawn. I do not use it to make explosives, never have. Do not make explosives, have never made an explosive in my entire life, and do not plan to. So just in case they come up here and raid my home and find my ammonium nitrate fertilizer and try to tell you that I was making a bomb, I already told you beforehand that I have it and that I'm not making a bomb. And I know that many of you out there in the listening audience have some ammonium nitrate or potassium nitrate fertilizer in your own garage, which you use to fertilize your own lawns and gardens and pastures and whatever else you may have. And if you're a farmer, you probably use an awful lot of it. But according to the puke-faced, communist-lying, yellow journalism press, anybody who owns some ammonium nitrate is a terrorist. It's no crime to own ammonium nitrate or any of the other chemicals that they say these people have, and we don't even know that they really have them or had them, because they don't have them anymore if they ever did. It's no crime to own them. Anybody can go down to any drugstore, any garden store, any farm supply, and buy any of this. The crime is in making and detonating a bomb in order to terrorize or destroy people or property. And these people did not do it. In fact, they admitted on television today that these people who were arrested had no plans to blow up any federal buildings in Phoenix, Arizona, but may have been talking about it. And I can tell you right now, if they were talking about it, it's because the federal provocateurs from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms told them that they had to have a single integrated operational plan upon which to act if the government destroyed the Constitution and began to wage war against the American people. And so they talked about what they would do in that incident, which they should have done without any help from any provocateurs or anyone else. It is the duty of the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrection, and repel invasion. And that's a part of it. To have a plan and what to do in case somebody comes and wages war against this nation and occupies it. What to do if the federal government turns against its own people and sends the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines to kill them and enslave them? It is the duty. It is the duty. It is the responsibility of the militia to have those plans. And that's exactly what these people did. How many of you knew about the supposed power outage today across 12 western states? Not just 12 western states, but the 12 western states. And when you see it on a map, it's as if somebody drew a straight line from Canada down to Mexico, and every state left of that line lost power today. And I'm telling you right now, none of the power stations, none of the power grids, none of the communities and cities and towns in these states are connected together where it could ever be possible that they all lose power at exactly the same time over all those states. And I'm telling you right now, this was a practice exercise. When the day comes that they're going to send the military against the patriots and the militias and the people in this country who will fight the socialist, cowardly, lying, puke-faced pig, New World Order communists who want to set up a totalitarian one-world government upon the ashes of this country, one of the first indications that you will have that it is happening is that all power will go out everywhere simultaneously. The second thing that you will notice is that radio and television broadcasts all of a sudden are blacked out. Shortwave is jammed. There are no communications anywhere, and if you don't have alternative sources of communications, you will be literally cut off from the rest of the world, and you will not even know what is happening. I wrote that in my book years ago. You see, I've known their plans for many years. 12 Western states and 2 Canadian provinces lost power simultaneously today, as if someone drew a line right straight down from Canada to Mexico and flicked a switch. And it's impossible. Cannot happen. But it did. You better take this as a warning, ladies and gentlemen. We also understand that there are some unusual activity within FEMA commands. Remember what I told you, when they decide to do it, it will be done on a major holiday. And the 4th of July certainly qualifies as a major holiday, although I tend to believe that when they do it, it will be in the wintertime when Americans are less prone to fight in the cold and in the snow because they're so spoiled. Well, they don't know some of us. Some of us will. No matter how cold, no matter how hard, no matter how hot, no matter how flooded, no matter how miserable, no matter how sick, we will still fight for freedom. And you can bet your butt on that. And who are your heroes? How many of you listen to Chuck Harder every day? How many of you listen to Chuck Harder every day? Let me tell you about Chuck Harder. Chuck Harder's a Trojan horse if there ever was one. He comes from an extremely wealthy family that has backed socialism and the New World Order for years and years and years. Chuck Harder used to be one of the biggest distributors of the most hardcore, most disgusting, most terrible pornography that has ever been peddled in the United States of America. Yes, Chuck Harder, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't something I've made up. I investigated him a long, long time ago. And I've warned you about it. Chuck Harder is a socialist who has admitted on the air that he is a socialist. One of his best friends and frequent guests is Ralph Nader, a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. Chuck Harder said today on his broadcast that the way to turn this country around is by changing the economy, and that anybody who is a patriot or who belongs to militias or who owns a gun and is prepared to fight for freedom is destroying this country and is an outlaw, a terrorist, and all of those things. Chuck Harder is a liar. Chuck Harder is a traitor. Chuck Harder is a Trojan horse. And when he said that today, he revealed his true colors to the entire nation, and you had better let him have it. Anytime he opens his phones, you call him up and you read him the Riot Act. He pretends to be this great, wonderful, patriotic, Christian, good guy. But yet Chuck Harder used to distribute the most hardcore, most terrible, malicious, stinking pornography across this country that you've ever seen, including child pornography. And it is even rumored that he sold snuff films, which is where they film somebody having sex, and at the end, one or the other of the partners is murdered on the film. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I do know that Chuck Harder did finance, buy, and distribute pornography. And then all of a sudden, one day, oh, one day he just turns up as the most greatest, wonderful patriot American that you ever saw. And it's a crock of crap. He's one of the biggest bullshit artists that have ever lived. And there's another one. His name is Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson, who wrote a book called The New World Order that he did not write. He did not write that book. It was ghostwritten, and the only reason that that book was written is because Pat Robertson was being called on the carpet by his, quote, flock, end quote, because he was not attacking or exposing the New World Order. Well, his book didn't expose anything either. He didn't write it. The ghostwriter wrote it. And the ghostwriter didn't expose anything, didn't say anything, didn't attack anybody, didn't name anybody, didn't offer any solutions. And neither does Pat Robertson, because Pat Robertson's another lying scumbag Trojan horse. And there's no doubt about it. On today's Pat Robertson program, guess what he said, ladies and gentlemen? He said the militia and those who call themselves patriots and those who arm themselves and have guns are destroying this country. And he urged all Christians that if they knew anybody who were carrying guns or who owned guns or who belonged to militias with the aim of opposing the New World Order, to talk them out of it or to report them. Because they are destroying America. And I've got a message for you, Pat Robertson. You're a traitor. You're a Trojan horse. You're a liar. You're leading your flock to perdition. You are a harbinger of what most would call the Antichrist. You are going to bring on the New World Order. You're going to support it. And you're going to lead your lambs to be sheared and then right up to the slaughter because you are the Judas goat. I have heard you many times on your broadcast tell all of those who follow you that all Christians should come together and unite under the Pope. I've heard you say that. And any of you who have read my book, you know exactly what that means. And you know what that harbinger of that is. I listened to Jan Crouch tonight. You know, Paul and Jan Crouch, TBN, which, by the way, always has the symbol of the Knights Templars and the Union of Church and State, which is the cross and the crown. I heard Jan Crouch tonight talking about the magnificent Lion of Judah and how it had entered into her and what it meant for the Christian community. You're all headed down a one-way street through the garden with rose-colored glasses into the bottomless pit. And I'm not speaking religiously at all. I'm speaking metaphorically. You know what I think about organized religions. They are deceptions. They are lies. They are manipulations to control and deceive you and render you harmless and helpless and impotent in the face of whatever dictator is going to come along. This is the only broadcast in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what country you live in. I am broadcasting to the world. This is the only broadcast that will tell you the truth. I don't care who it hurts or helps, even if it hurts me. Because I despise lies. I despise manipulation. I despise the enslavement of any people, no matter the race, color, religion, creed, or ancestral origin. And I'm going to tell all of those of you who live outside the continental limits of the United States, if we lose our battle here to maintain our freedom and keep and bear arms and be able to protect ourselves and our principles and ideals, you also have lost everything. You go down the tubes with us because you will no longer have a protector. Because we have been shouldering that burden throughout the history of this nation. And we're the only reason that so many of you are even very remotely close to even having a glimmer of what freedom really is. Because we're the only people in the world who have ever truly possessed it. We're the last people in the world who have the right to keep and bear arms and can oppose it. And believe me, we will. You can hear a lot more along these lines from me, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't have too much time left. You see, I've received a letter from Janet Napolitano, the United States Attorney for the state of Arizona, that I am the subject of a criminal investigation. I have committed no crimes. I am not a criminal. But unlike most of you, and most of those who have gone before, except for the Branch Davidians and Randy Reaver at the start, I will oppose tyranny, and I will fight for my rights, for my property, and for my family until I am dead. And anyone who wants to destroy my rights or my life or my family is in a world of hurt. I'm going to tell you what I believe. And you better listen to me, because if you don't believe this, then you might as well fold it up. Go home. Go to bed. Die. I don't care. You're worthless. And anybody that comes along that can cower you, or fool you, or propagandize you, or bullshit you, is going to be your master. This is my creed. This is what I believe in. I believe in it enough to give my life for it. And if necessary, I will do so. Anyone who hurts my family or tries to take away my children takes their life in their hands. I believe first in God. God, yes, God, G-O-D, capital G, the same God in which my ancestors believed. I believe that there is a power in this universe that created the laws of physics, that makes gravity, that opposes centrifugal force, that keeps this planet in orbit around the sun, and a lot of other things. I believe that with all my heart and soul. I believe in Jesus Christ and that He is my Savior. And I don't care what anybody else says about that. I don't care what they think about it. In this country, that right to believe that is protected under the law. And as long as I don't hurt the person or property of any other human being, I have a right to believe it. And no one can ever take that away from me. I don't care what they do. Second, I believe in the Constitution of the Republic of the United States of America without interpretation, as it was written and meant to work, because I believe our founding fathers knew the English language. They knew what they wrote. They wrote volumes of letters and correspondence and books and everything else to explain and back up what they wrote. There is no mystery about it. It does not require interpretation. They wrote what they meant, and they meant what they said, and I can read it. I can understand it, and if you can't, you are a stupid, dummy, illiterate fool. It is the only instrument in the history of the world that set men and women free in the entire history of the world, and the American people, since that document was penned, are the only people on the face of this earth who have ever truly been absolutely and completely free. If you don't like that, you can stick it where the sun don't shine. It happens to be true. And the only reason that half of you communist, puke-faced, socialist, liberal dogs can even stand up and say and do what you do is because that document allowed you to do it. And as soon as you get your way and have any power whatsoever, no one else will ever be able to do it. I have given my sacred oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. In fact, I have pledged my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor. And I intend to fulfill that oath. I don't care who comes against me. I don't care how terrible they are. I don't care what they promise to do to me. I don't care how invincible they may believe that they may be. I will oppose them with every means at my disposal. I fully intend to fulfill that oath. Third, I believe in the family unit, and in particular my family unit. Ladies and gentlemen, I have sworn that I will give my life, and I will, if it is required, in defense of God, the Constitution, or my family. Fourth, I believe that any man or woman, without principles, that he or she is ready and willing to die for at any given moment, is already dead and is of no use or consequence whatsoever. Good night, and God bless you all. God bless the great state of Arizona and those 12 patriots in Phoenix who had the balls to plan what they would do in the eventuality of the destruction of the Constitution in this great nation. Now, just what in the hell are you going to do, Mr. Couch Potato? Thank you.